Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Body and the Beast podcast. Coming straight into your ears for the next few hours are your awesome hosts, Dan Meredith and Jamie Alderton.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to another episode of The Body and the Beast. I am your body, Jamie Alderton.
And I am your appalled beast, Dan Meredith. Apparently a new thing we're doing just as we start recording. So for those of you who don't know how podcasting works, obviously me and Jay are doing this virtually. We see each other on the screen, but we get like a 5-second countdown for when the recording's kicking in. And so we have five, obviously we try and basically fuck each other over by saying the most terrible thing we possibly can. And Jay just got me an absolute peach. So we will start with the actual podcast in a second, but this is staying in because I just had the giggles from the moment, you know, click to zero and live. So yeah, thanks, penis arms.
So if you notice the ongoing episodes being a little bit weird at the start, going forward, you'll know why. Okay. And it's harder for me because I'm the one who starts. So Dan's got a little bit of a break, a couple of seconds to compose himself before he introduces himself. Totally off tangent to what we're talking about today, Dan.
Yeah, completely.
What is it that we are talking about today?
This is a Jamie-inspired podcast, which is sacrifice versus suffering and the difference between the two and why you need some of one and less of the other and how to get that.
Yeah, I was at the gym this morning and I heard something on a podcast of someone saying, like, you know, if you want to succeed, you must suffer. And I was like, sounds a bit red pill, alpha male bollocksy, really, if you ask me. I was like, yeah, there are some elements of suffering when it comes to success, but it's more about sacrifice. And obviously my brain being, you know, back in the game with things, it's like, so you know, what is the difference between sacrifice and success? And I kind of went down a bit of a rabbit hole to just try and understand it better because, of course, a lot of things that I have succeeded with have involved a little bit of suffering. But that has been the outcome of pursuing these things, not the actual intended thing, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And the reality of any kind of success is about making sacrifices, making the right sacrifices, that is. And for me, it is three things. It's time, it's relationships, and it's, I had three, time, relationships. I actually spoke about this and fucking totally forgot.
We are professional podcasters who have, as you can tell from the previous podcast, if you listen to it with me, running off into a different room of my apartment to go and grab the thing that I needed. We are, you know, very experienced content creators.
Yeah, but, you know, we just roll with the punches of this. There's no script, there's no nothing. And that's why I love this, you know, doing this podcast so much. So success requires sacrifice, comforts, time, relationships. And what I said was the right things, because unfortunately some people sacrifice the wrong relationships, and I've almost done it in the past and fucked it up. When it comes to relationships, it's about, you know, sacrificing actually spending time with people that actually pull you down, not help you level up. And it's very, very hard to do because it can be close people and people that you love as well. So it's making those decisions. You know, one thing I wouldn't sacrifice, or at least two things, is time with your partner and time with your kids. Of course, you are going to have to make some sacrifices now and again, but you're not going to get, especially with your kids, you're not going to get that time back. You really, really are not. The next one is comforts. Now, you need comforts in your life. You do need comforts. You know, everyone, when they think about sacrificing, I just got this vision of an army bed with a blanket and that's it. And it's like, no. You know, it is about giving up certain comforts. And what I class as comforts is coping mechanisms. So alcohol, drugs, porn, you know, all of these things you might need to give up, because for a lot of the things, a lot of the reasons that you're doing them is to deal with the stress that you're going with. to a certain element of life. But a lot of them are kind of distractions away from reality. And yeah. I love escapism. I have a VR headset, which I use a lot. I like to watch an episode or a season of whatever it is on Netflix before I go to bed.
I'm going to go off on a tangent and we're...
Let's go.
We're fucking talking about it. Right. There is a series on Amazon Prime right now. Now, when my mum gave me a copy of this book by Lee Child, and he's called Jack Reacher. Reacher. Okay, it's the Reacher series. I've read every fucking book. I met him at a book signing. He was fucking cool. Really sound guy. I've got a signed copy of a book from him. I love the character. And if you don't know what he is, he's basically... There's a couple of films on, which Tom Cruise played a part. I mean, he's a phenomenal... I think Tom Cruise is a phenomenal actor. You know, he's kind of some of his beliefs aside. He's absolutely spectacular actor. But Jack Reacher is a 6'4", 230-pound ex-military police. He's fucking built like a brick shithouse, right? And it's simple watching. It's a good storyline, great hooks at the end of each one. These motherfuckers.
Season two, they finished it at the most.
Oh! Fuck. No, they haven't finished it yet. They haven't fucking finished it. They haven't finished it. Because you know what they're doing? They're doing a fucking weekly release schedule. It's like, I'm already paying you for Prime. I like you. I'm giving you the fucking money. Give me my fucking episodes. Sorry, I find it really irksome. I just want to watch my fucking series.
Yeah, and the thing is that I watched the first season of Reacher, and Anna was like, I don't remember this. I'm like, I watched it with you, and she goes, I don't think you did. I'm like, I swear I did. I kind of thought of a, you know, we do this thing together. I kind of slipped in about 12 1-hour episodes behind your back. I haven't got fucking time for that. But so she's not into the second season. But I fucking love it. I don't like, for those of you who haven't, I don't want to spoil it. I don't understand how a person can murder that many people and authorities. It's just like, eh, you know.
Yeah, he does kill an awful lot of people just very casually.
Casually.
And so creatively.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah. But he just
and
like
the actor who plays him is also, you kind of, if you've ever read the books, firstly, I'll just say if you want a good book, it's a great book to read. Really good books. Totally each self-contained stories. It's a really, and just as I was recommended his books as a copywriter because the style of how Lee Child writes is a very easy to read, flowing storytelling narrative. It's just a really good book that I often recommend to others. But yeah, the character that plays him is an absolute fucking tank, and he just and he looks like someone who could rip off an arm. But anyway, that was a complete tangent. But also, that's a sacrifice to my happiness, Jamie, because I want it now.
So that's comforts. I mean, it's choosing the right comforts. You'll need some comforts. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're making a lot of sacrifices, you want to treat yourself every now and again, and it's important to have comforts. You know, like for example, like nutrition. I don't suffer with my nutrition. I make some sacrifices, but one thing I do not sacrifice is the fact that I have a Cadbury's Dairy Milk caramel every single night, because that is my...
Do you?
Yeah,
I've known you for fucking years.
Well, it used to be a Ripple, and then it's Cadbury's Dairy Milk caramel, but then, Dan... And okay, I'm one of these. Cool. It is a Galaxy Smooth Milk.
Oh,
Galaxy Smooth Milk. And I'm one of those annoying people that will take a good 25 minutes to eat a chocolate bar in the evening, which my wife thinks absolutely fucking hates.
I mean, that is sociopath behavior. I'm glad I'm friends with you, because there's some worrying traits that have come off.
It takes 20 minutes
for a chocolate bar.
It comes back to the dieting, the bodybuilding thing. Because I used to always have a treat in the evening, and when I was getting ready for competitions, it was always
licking a spoon.
Yeah, it was always it was oats with some Greek yogurt and maybe some cinnamon on. And you want to talk about psychopath behavior? I would eat it from the outside rim all the way in. So it would take me about 40 minutes to eat a bowl of oats. And Anna would look at me and go, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But it was just like trying to make it last as long as possible.
My fear is we're currently, because apparently I remember going into the shops with my little sister. I took her out shopping, I think like the 27th or 28th. We're into my dangerous part of the year, which is Cadbury's cream egg season. because I can fucking do. I do an amount of cream eggs back to back where you look at me and you need to say, do you need help? It is not normal. I bet you love them.
I bet you were one of those people who bought the Cadbury's cream egg Easter egg thinking that it was you're going to open it and be able to dive in all the cream and only to be severely disappointed.
On my 30, I think it was my little sister. I think it was my 37th or 38th birthday, one of those ones. And she got me 38 cream eggs. And I'd done the lot in 3 days.
They are good. I do like a cream egg. I know this is sacrifice and suffering.
What was the topic of this podcast again?
Yeah, and we're making people suffer because they're trying to diet and they're in their new January flow and they're like, for fuck's sake, can you stop talking about cream eggs? We've got to talk about another one though, which is not often talked about, and it is Turkish Delight.
Holy, oh my, okay, right. Now, I wouldn't say this. I swear on my mother's life, I was just about to bring the Turkish Delight out because that is an unsung hero. Turkish Delight is fucking beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And if any of you are listening and saying it's wrong, your face is wrong. That's my response to you.
So, comforts. The next one, Dan, when it comes to sacrifice, is time. And it's learning to allocate your time effectively. A lot of people say that they don't have time, but they're just not really looking at where they spent their time or where they spend, you know, waste their time. And you've only got to go into your phone, into your settings, and look at how many hours you spend on apps every single week and ask yourself, okay, cool. I spent this week 8.5 hours on Instagram. What have I contributed to that platform to justify that length of time? And if it is arguing with strangers on the internet, there's your 2 hours a week to do something more productive.
Yeah.
So time is about sacrificing time to things that actually matter. And the other one, as I said, is relationships. It's knowing which relationships are good for you and knowing which are bad. And what I'd do is write a big list of people, okay? And write...
Here comes Mr. 20-minute chocolate bar out to play.
No, this is a very simple process because no one's done this before. Write everything. Like, if you want the actual sociopathic answer for this, which I'll give you.
Sorry, I've got the fucking giggles.
No, it's all good, mate. It's all good. I can cut your voice out while I'm talking.
Okay.
Okay, so... Have you got Google Photos, Dan?
No, I do not, Jamie.
Okay, so a very interesting thing on Google Photos is when you download it, and I do highly recommend downloading it, it sections out your photos into people's, like it recognizes people's faces and then it creates albums on those people. And it asks you, are these two people the same? And you're like, yes, no, yes, no. But there is a section on Google Photos which basically has every single person that you've interacted with based on how many photos you have with them, and that includes everything on your camera roll. Now, I've backed up my phone to Google Photos for the last 8 years. So I have 8 years worth of content, photos, everything that I've ever photographed and filmed on my phone, iPhones for the last 8 years. And what it actually does is it categorizes them based on the amount of photos you have of that person. So kind of your first 20 on there will be probably the 20 people that you interact with or have photos or are stalking the most. But what it allows you to do is look at the people that you interact with the most, the people that you see the most, people that you are photoed with the most. Write all of those people's names down. And then all you're going to do is have a plus, have a minus, and have a multiplication number to it. And here's the thing with people either bring you down, level you up, or they multiply your success. And it's a very simple thing to do, because if you are spending too much time with the minuses, they're the people that you have to get rid of or reduce your time down. If you're looking at the pluses, Once again, you need to spend more time with them probably, but they're not going to change your life as in help you improve. They're the supporters. They're the people who make you feel relaxed, reduce your stress. They're your partner. They're your kids. These are all pluses in my life. And then the multiplication are, your business coach, the person that you've bought their course and you're working through, they're the people that are actually going to help you multiply your life. And you need to be allocating time to consume stuff from them too. And actually it's just such a super important thing, because actually you could literally transform your life by just writing down those 20, 30 names, putting that plus, minus, multiply next to their name, and looking at who you need to spend less time with, who you need to spend more time with. Simple as that.
That's good. And I just wanted to, I'm going to give a slight tangent, but within the context of the thing, which is the suffering side of things. And I've got to be honest, I'm not a TikToker. I know you've done very, very well on that platform, but it's not a platform that I particularly enjoyed personally to use. But I've got to be honest, I'm loving a reel. And I've got, now that I've got the algorithm pointing at what I want to do. So reels and memes, for like half an hour at the end of the day, that's like, I'll watch an episode of something like yourself, and I'll just literally just have a little fuck around on that. I'll have a little play. I like good content, and it's good. It's interesting content. And I'm totally, it's not like I'm, overusing it. It's like, it's half an hour, a bit of a giggle, see some funny shit, spam my mates with it, sending you stuff, sending pal stuff. So, that's how I use that. Anyway, I was watching one, and it was with Theo Von, who's a really good comedian.
I'll tell you what, that guy's brilliant.
How his mind works is something else. But he's got a really good podcast as well, and he was interviewing Tony Robbins, who's obviously, many of you know, very well-known internationally, sort of life coach and business coach. And he was talking about problems in his life. This was Theo. And he said, okay, I want you to do an exercise. And he said, I want you to look around the room. And he goes, I want you to just look around the room and think of everything that's brown. So anything you see that's brown. And he goes, now I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And then, so you've got to do that. He said, right, close your eyes. Now tell me some of the brown things. And he rattled off. It was like a table. There was a lamp. There was this, that, and the other. He says, cool. And he goes, right, now with your eyes still closed, tell me some of the red things you saw. Couldn't say anything. And his the short version, and I am clearly bastardizing this and not doing it as eloquently as Tony did, but effectively, you get what you focus on. So if things are shit and you are focusing on how shit they are and how bad they are and your struggles and your pain, which are completely valid, and you're allowed to feel that pain and experience that suffering, you're allowed, your feelings are valid. You're allowed to feel that things. But if you constantly focus on how bad things are, you can completely ignore the other areas of your life, no matter how small, that they may be good. And we've talked about this kind of in a sort of gratitude exercise before. I've caught myself doing this before. There's certain things that didn't go to plan, or relationships that didn't work out, or things that launches that just tanked. We're not all perfect, so we can't all have a clean sheet all the time. And you do start to beat yourself up, and you can kind of, go through these phases where you think everything's shit, nothing's going to happen. And I've said this before, I have my little sort of stop hand gesture. I go, which is my own little kind of my little tip for my own brain. If it starts to spiral, I go, stop. And I literally put my hand out, I'll do it anyway. And then I'll take time out to not ignore those things, because they're sort of, if there's problems, I've still got to work on them. But just to bring me back, if I'm suffering in one area, well, let's just also be grateful for the things that I have got in my life. Like, I do have a lovely roof over my head. I've got a lovely car, got wonderful family. I've got a great job. I've got a good online presence. I've got this book, which is so many things I can actually, if I focus on them, how awesome they are. And then all of a sudden, and again, I said this to someone, if you're focusing on all the shit you haven't got, you're going to miss all the things that you could have. You're going to miss potential opportunities and connections and ideas and so on and so forth. Is suffering part of, growth and achievement? I think it is a period of time, because there is a bit of degree of suffering whilst you make that sacrifice, and that's okay. And I know Jamie said about it was it comfort? What were your three again?
Yeah.
Just because I had a
comfort, time, relationships.
So some of those, you know, as I've said to some of my clients, you know, obviously I don't have children right now, but I have my mum and little sister. Mum's in her late 60s. You know, my little sister is, you know, heavily disabled. So, you know, hopefully she'll have a, you know, good lifespan, but I want to spend, you know, as much time with the pair of them as I can. And dad's obviously gone. You know, I wish I'd have had more time with him as well. And obviously I look back at some of the sacrifices that I made, and obviously some of the things that have happened off the back of that were good, some were bad, you know, it's just the nature of life. But sometimes you also have to weigh up the pros and cons. So, you know, I work with, you know, plenty of people with parents, and, you know, there is only so much time in a day, and you might have to make some sacrifices with your time with your partner or your kids, or maybe your sleep, or maybe some of the hobbies or connections you do for a period of time. It's not forever. You know, for me, I set myself, and it was very hard because I'm quite an aggressive starter. I was always been in new business development, breaking new markets, opening new channels. That was what I did in the corporate space for a long time. So longer term thinking was quite challenging for me. It's not my natural wheelhouse. But I said to myself, and this was in when I was 33, I think, 32 or 33, that I was going to give myself 2 years. And I was going to give everything I got. And I fucking hate mornings. And this was like 5 o'clock starts. This was midnight finishes. This was 7 days a week. This was ridiculous. This was, you know, but I put in ridiculous effort, but I ended up getting ridiculous results. And there's a, you know, correlation between that. And as I say to people, I said, if you are willing to make that level of sacrifice, did I suffer? Yeah, I did. My physical health suffered, my relationship suffered, my mental health suffered, my happiness suffered. But in my head, I'm like, right, if I do this and this goes to plan, these 2 years, and it did. And I'm still, you know, I'm still enjoying and yielding the fruits of that 8 years later. Okay. So was it worthwhile? Yes, because current me, so future me from the past, is now benefiting those results. At the time, was I suffering? Yeah, it wasn't fun. It wasn't enjoyable. But here's the thing. Only you, listener, can decide what level of sacrifice you're prepared to make and how long you're prepared to suffer for. That is down to you. That's not for me to tell you how long you should do, whether it's a month, a week, a year, 5 years. That's down to you. You decide, okay? And you have to also be prepared for the consequences of your actions. Okay, so again, if you really want to achieve this thing, if you've got this true burning desire, you're going to have to make some sacrifices. You're going to have to do some things you haven't done before, and that might cause some suffering. That might cause some problems. That might cause some issues. So you have to be aware of that. But here's the thing. It's your life. It's your choice. Like, you can decide if you want to. Like, would I recommend? I mean, I was living off, 4.5 hours, maybe 5 hours sleep Monday through Friday. And I caught up a little bit on a Saturday morning and then worked again all day Sunday. Yeah, it was not good for me. I felt shit most of the time. And I was living off, you know, caffeine and nootropics and then obviously alcohol to try and turn my brain off at night. And, you know, I don't recommend it, but I also don't look back at that Dan and that version of what I was doing and hate myself and beat myself up about it. And, you know, I had a relationship that ended. I gained quite a lot of weight. There's a lot of stress, you know, I had some heart issues and stuff. I'm still here and I'm in the best shape, best health, happiest I've been. But I also went through that period of sacrifice and suffering, but that was by choice. So listener, if you're not where you want to be, you know, is there going to be some sacrifices to change? Yeah, probably. May it cause a bit of suffering? Yeah, probably. But it's up to you. No, you know, we do this podcast to try and, you know, inspire you, educate you, motivate you, and make you smile as well. You know, try and have a laugh with you as well. But the choice is ultimately yours. And you decide how hard you want to play the game and how long you want to play it for. That's not for us to tell you. That's for you to make your own mind up.
Yeah, 100%. Based on what you said there, Dan, I've got some quotes and I look forward to your...
Hey, here we go. Too.
I'll do my quotes first because they're relevant to exactly just what you said there. Firstly, I remember once ago these wanky Instagram quotes, which actually was quite good. And I saved it about 10 years ago. And it said, entrepreneurship, it says, is doing the things that others won't to have the life which others don't. So it's always a great one, that one. And then another one is from Jack Welch, who was, I think, either the founder of Ford. So he was basically the person who got people off horses and into cars. So, and he, I think he's come under a lot of criticism over the years because of the industrialization of people. Mm-hmm. But someone asked him about work-life balance, and he said, it's all about choices. You make the choices, you go after them, and you live with the consequences. And the consequences could be good or bad, but until, you're not going to know until you go after the things.
Oh, that's a spicy good, eh? Meatball. Yeah, that is. And just remember that entrepreneur quote reminded me of one of that. I'm not gonna go to the book of quotes today. No book of quotes today. Or do you want one? Jay?
We can't not go to that book of quotes. Okay. Based right, off, I know the last podcast, the last quote was an absolute
howler.
It was a conversation killer, but yeah, let's do it.
But yeah, but the quote that I remember is just like, but entrepreneurship, you know, working an 80-hour week to avoid working a 40-hour week for someone else. And it's like ridiculous. But as always, JB, number from 14 to 130.
Well, I'm going to stay away from the hundreds now because that's the humor section and that wasn't very funny. So let's go with 28.
28. So today, Jamie's quote of the day is, oh, it's actually a good one, Jay. Mastering others is strength. Mastering yourself is true power. And that's by Lao Tzu, who is a Chinese philosopher and Taoist.
Yeah, it's a very good quote. Understanding people. I mean, like, let's go back to what you said about, you know, suffering and everything else. With suffering, when you are suffering, and I always use this as like drowning, you know, drowning suffering. It's very hard to help other people when you're suffering yourself. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to help people if that suffering equates to success and then you're now not suffering anymore. And a lot of people, they're suffering the wrong way. They're not suffering for success. They're suffering because one of two things. Shit, life keeps handing them lemons and they don't know how to make lemonade, or they're just not doing anything. You know, they are just continually fobbing things off, continually ignoring all the signs that they need to do stuff because it's hard.
I posted this in a post yesterday and it was kind of like on the last podcast I talked about it and it's on my wall. It's just called If in Doubt We Move, which I was talking about in the last podcast. But I wrapped it up with, you know, the post last week and it said, ultimately, and it's so cheesy, but it said, ultimately, nothing changes if nothing changes. So if everything fucking sucks, I feel for you. I have lived genuinely out of bins before. I did have a roof over my head, but I couldn't afford to pay for it that particular month. And this was when I was, you know, I went down to nothing, lost everything in London. And I took a job as a doorman at a strip club. And because that's all I could get, that's all I could find at the time. And I just needed cash. And it was like, I think I got paid 2 weeks afterwards. But I remember there was the shop next door. I think it was a Pret and it had an alarm on the gate at the back and I had 7 beeps. So I would literally right around the corner like a fucking ninja. And as soon as the first beep, I'd yeet through the gate, go and get the bins out, get whichever sandwiches they'd thrown away before they started giving away to people like homeless people and stuff. Just grab a bag. Mate, I thought I was a fucking genius. So I was like, yes, fucking free sandwiches. But you know, I've had plenty of times where I've been at rock bottom and, you know, not had money, assets, resources, help, the works. But I also realized, you know, I said this in my first book, like, you know, I remember throwing myself a 24-hour pity party. I ate a pizza. I drank a bottle of Jack Daniels. You know, I didn't have money for any of this stuff. I had a frozen pizza in the fridge. I had a bottle of Jack Daniels. And I think I had a bar of dairy milk as well. So I just ate myself happy, got absolutely hammered, woke up the next day. Fortunately, never had a hangover, but didn't feel, you know, sprightly, let's just say, that first thing, and said, right, today I'm going to start doing stuff. And that's what I did. And it was, you know, I came from a place of, you know, of really suffering, really unhappy and really depressed as well. But I realized nothing was going to change if I didn't start changing and start doing things. And I did not know where it would lead me. And I'm just going to share something which is, you know, again, happened to watch this on a reel yesterday. And I thought, what a fucking, and I rarely follow people, you know, I kind of, and I saw, and she, I think she runs a marketing agency. She's got about 10,000 followers, just cool. And she set herself a challenge, and I'm guessing she's in her mid-20s now. When she was 18, she was sharing on this reel, she said she had a real fear of rejection. So she really struggled with it, and it was something that she really had issues with. So she decided to chase rejection. So she decided to go after jobs, opportunities, message, and was trying to get as many rejections as she could in a day, which sounds nuts. But she approached it with, my goal is to get as many no's and ignored as much as I can. And she started off the story saying that she saw a marketing job and you needed a marketing degree and at least 3 to 5 years of experience. She applied for it, 18 years old, with none of that, got the job, $40,000. Okay? Because she just kept chasing these rejections. And this is another thing, if you're not, you know, where you want to be, I really love that as a philosophy, and I'm actually gonna start adopting that. I'm gonna start doing some really batshit pitches and promotions and starting connecting with people to see how many people I can get to say no to me. Because you know what? The mad thing is, sometimes people say yes.
And I think this is the ultimate cheat code, because most people, you know, this is quote, success breeds success. I'll tell you why success breeds success, because when you're successful, you don't care about the outcome because you're already successful. When you have money, you don't care about the outcome because you already have money. So you're happy to get the rejection because it doesn't matter. When you don't have these things, rejection matters. But the actual process of, you know, continually asking and getting rejected is exactly the same. Because if you are not bothered about the outcome, paradoxically, you actually get the thing that you want.
Yeah. And I said this, I actually had a coaching call the other week. And he said, like, walk me through your sales process. And it's just like, the short version was, obviously, if someone is working with me, of course I fucking care. But I don't care one way or the other whether you sign. I'll have a conversation with you, I'll share with a girl. But I'm not bothered. If I'm not the right person, too expensive, my service isn't for you, no dramas, that's cool. And the more I am just kind of like, I just go for things without any degree of expectation of them landing or going my way, the weirdest thing is, and it won't make sense until, not necessarily, and I kind of hope you don't get a win like straight away, because it'll give you a false positive.
100%.
But the more you put yourself out there and just go for shit, if you are not in a good place right now, eventually something just lands, just does. I can't, you know, the more you put yourself out there, the more yourself you try and, you know, pull yourself out of your less than ideal place, the more you just give shit a go, and just try, you'll be amazed at how it can change your life. I'm here now because of that, pretty much that philosophy.
Yeah, and it's just turning up and being persistent. You know, you're talking about times where you're at rock bottom. I've had, you know, two or three, which we spoke about in this podcast. You know, I have a pound on my shelf there because that's all I had in 2019, which, you know, was that three or four years ago? And I was starting again. And when I got made redundant and I was like 16 grand in debt, that's when I started becoming a personal trainer. You know, these things are signals to you that something needs to change. And as Dan said, as long as you've got that momentum, as long as you keep moving forward, you can't fail if you don't give up.
Mate, I think that's a perfect ending to today's podcast, mate. We've got enough. That's the second time on a bounce, so I'm going to try. And I'm going to try and end the next one with my little perfect ending. So that's my next goal for next time.
Awesome. Ladies and gents, I really hope you enjoyed these shorter, more powerful episodes of The Body and the Beast. And if you did, one of the missions of mine this year is to get more people, you know, the mission really is to double our subscribers. So if you are listening to this, please, please, please share it with a friend, because that is the quickest and easiest way to double it. And of course, your friend will thank you, because if you enjoyed this podcast and they're your friend, the chances are they'll enjoy it too. Ladies and gents, awesome. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Body of the Beast podcast. I have been your body, Jamie Wilson.
And I've been your beast, Dan Meredith. Take care.